The new video game Black Myth Wukong is one of the most popular video games in the world.
I, the Keeper of the New West, welcome the Destined One.
It's an action game based on a classic 16th century Chinese novel called Journey to the West. It's about a monk seeking Buddhist scriptures.
And about a monkey king, Sun Wukong, who aids him in his quest.
All I ever wanted was a life in my mountain, free from you and your so-called merits.
The game has sold 10 million copies in 3 days, which puts it up there with some of the fastest-selling games of all time.
Daniel Ahmed is director of research and insights at Nico Partners and studies the Chinese gaming market.
That's extremely impressive for a new IP, especially one that's based on a Chinese novel that is pretty much unknown to people outside of China.
Gamers in the U.S. might be coming to this story for the first time, but in China, it's been told across countless books, movies, and now video games.
Somehow people love this character, and they start to rewrite and rewrite and continue to rewrite and never stopped.
Hong Mei Sun is a professor at George Mason University. She says the character of Sun Wukong has evolved over and over in Chinese culture.
In 1995, the Hong Kong movie A Chinese Odyssey made famous a monkey king who was no longer the obedient servant, but instead a rebel warrior.
So it resonated in college students during that time, because they're seeing there the difficulty they face. They see themselves as Sun Wukong.
It is this kind of rebel who takes center stage in Black Myth Wukong.
Those high above don't trust me. I understand that.
Daniel Ahmed says the success story shows gamers want to be immersed in a fantastic, exciting world.
Ultimately, what this shows is that gamers will go for a good quality game, even if they're not familiar with the setting. And that opens an opportunity for other Chinese historical and mythological stories to serve as the setting for future video games.
Ahmed predicts Black Myth Wukong will see $1 billion in sales by the end of the year.